Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and we have an exciting program for you today. You know, at XP, we really believe in the power of God to heal people from sickness and disease. In fact, the Bible is full of accounts of God's power to heal, but we also believe in walking in good health. Divine health and just plain good health. And so today we have a special guest with us, and it's Terry Secrest. Terry, we're so happy to have you with us. And you've been an educator in wellness and good dietary habits and that for over 25 years, and you're a personal wellness coach, and we're excited to have you
with us today. I'm excited to be here.
And we've got two items here. In fact, these are very, very intriguing teachings and also will really help people a lot. You have authored Heaven's Garden, Eating Out of Heaven's Garden, which we're going to talk about today. And you've also authored Experience the 12 Oils of Ancient Scripture. And these are two DVDs that are just loaded with content, and we thank you so much for your contribution.
Yes, thank you.
It's wonderful.
Very much.
And also, you brought with us into the studio today goodies beyond measure. You got homemade bread and all kinds of beautiful, healthy, raw foods with carrots and celery and peppers and things of all different colors and homemade hummus. And then these look like cinnamon buns. Is that what they are?
These are beautiful homemade organic cinnamon rolls. And
these are actually good for you?
These are actually really good for you. They won't spike your blood sugar, and they're made only with honey out of God's garden.
Wow.
And I ground the flour yesterday morning, and so it's all freshly ground flour. But just so you don't get this idea that I kind of was born as some kind of Betty Homemaker, I actually was very much of a renegade growing up. I'm the youngest of five, and you know, our mother was always this fabulous gourmet chef, but I was a tomboy. And so I had a horse, and I wanted nothing to do with the kitchen.
Right.
You know, don't tie me down in the kitchen. And so my sisters and my brother, they all became gourmet cooks. And I love to do the table settings.
Right.
I love to come in right before dinner and make some very artistic, you know, table setting. And then I love to eat the food.
Right.
You know, we're just a food
loving
family.
That's what I like to do.
Yes.
I like eating it.
Yes, I love eating it. So I wasn't born this way, believe me.
Oh, well, it's wonderful. And I'm so glad that we can eat it all and get healthy.
Yes.
But anyways, Terry, I do want to cover some subjects with you today because we as a ministry actually have become very concerned at the amount of sickness and disease that is in the church even today.
Yes.
You know, we serve a God who is completely whole, is committed to healing and wellness and wholeness, and yet there are so many Christians sick.
Suffering needlessly.
And with some very serious things and some very chronic illnesses. And I was reading some of the notes that you gave me this morning, and I find these statistics alarming.
Yes.
But it says in the New England Journal of Medicine, they said that over 900,000, that's almost 1 million deaths per year could have been prevented through good
nutrition. Absolutely. Yeah.
And that we are in a health crisis. And these stats are very alarming. 44 million in America suffer from arthritis. 26 million suffer from diabetes. And in a moment, we're going to talk about children suffering with diabetes.
Yes.
1 million deaths per year from heart disease. And 40% of all cancers are linked to diet or lack of exercise. And depression is at epidemic rates. And this is, a lot of it is because of nutrition, malnutrition.
It really is, Patricia. If we really look at it, it is starvation of the cells of our bodies. For example, in depression, the scientists now have realized that the number one cause of depression is a lack of oxygen in our brain, a lack of oxygen in the pineal and pituitary areas of our brain.
Right.
Why is that? Because we need to be eating foods that oxygenate the brain, like beets that give us oxygen. And, you know, and another statistic that's so alarming is the childhood diabetes and the childhood obesity. These did not just fall out of the sky. And I feel like we as adults, we can take care of ourselves. We can take responsibility for ourselves. But as a mother, I have three children.
Right.
And as parents, I feel like we're given this great opportunity from the
right.
time our children are born until they're about 18 or when they go off to college to nourish, support, and strengthen our children.
Right.
And if we don't do it, I really believe God is going to hold us accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the problem in America is, you know, according to Hosea 4:6, you know, I want to read it. It's an interesting scripture because most of the time we only read the first half of this
right.
scripture. Which we all know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Right.
The second half says, because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being a priest for me.
Wow.
And so we,
now,
you know,
this
that
is an interesting light to take
it
that scripture
is,
in, isn't it?
Yes, it wow. makes me want to just run. And when we look at 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, mm-hmm. what know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Which lives in us,
right.
which we have of God. And it says, for we are not our own, therefore glorify God mm-hmm. in our bodies. And so if we're a temple of the Lord and we are just eating, the challenge in America, Patricia,
mm-hmm.
most of the things we eat in America are beige and brown.
Right.
So we think of our brown meats and our white potatoes
right.
and our white pastas
mm-hmm.
and things like this. But God's garden is colorful.
Right.
His garden is colorful, and His garden puts life into our bodies.
Right. And we were even talking this morning about frequencies, which is, you know, the
yes.
life energy, which can scientifically be measured now. Frequencies
yes.
can be measured. And
yes.
that you were mentioning that even in, like, a can of green beans, it has zero
very, very low life
frequency.
Force, very low
right.
energy inside that green
and
beans.
And then some ordinary grown vegetables has a little bit higher frequency, but organic vegetables have higher yet.
Yes.
And so
yes.
with all the different vegetables that we should be eating with color and that, every color carries another injection of that wonderful life energy. It's got life in it. That's why we eat it. That's why it fuels us.
Exactly. And what's so interesting, too, is how these foods affect our emotions.
Right.
Because right now in America, the average American eats 150 pounds of white sugar per year.
Wow.
150 pounds. And sugar actually depletes minerals out of the body.
Right.
Well, minerals are very important for our emotions and
right.
how we're feeling. Depression has become the fifth largest health challenge in America.
Yeah.
Now, I was with a lady who is, she is the head of a Bible study in Michigan. And we were just together at a conference, and she said, Terry, I have to tell you the most alarming thing. She said, in the Bible study, 50% of the women confided in her that they were on antidepressants.
Wow.
These are women of God.
Wow.
These are wonderful women.
But you know, depression and other conditions that we'll talk about later, it is like a lack of life, right? Like when
yes.
you're depressed,
yes.
you are not living in life. You're living in death, actually.
Yes.
I used
yes.
to have chronic depression. The Lord delivered me from it, so I know. It's like you're living like a corpse in a coffin. You know,
yes.
you have no hope, you have no energy, you have no nothing. But if we are eating foods that have no life in them, like sugar,
yes.
for example, if it's destructive, then it's bringing death instead of life. Refined
yes.
foods, if it has no life frequency at all, it's bringing death instead of life. So all day long, we could be filling ourselves with death rather than life. But when we start
exactly.
eating good, healthy foods, then we transition into life. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Terry, but when I've gone through like just food lines, you know, you buy your groceries
yes.
and you look at what people have in their carts.
Yes.
It's all prepared foods, fat, just filled with fat and, you know, things that just are not good for you, just dead foods.
Dead so foods.
A
dead
whole,
foods.
A whole cart full of death.
It's so true. It's so true. And believe it or not, this does affect our spiritual life. It does. Because we, you know, look at Daniel. Look at the example we have in Daniel. Daniel knew the secret.
Right.
He knew that vegetables are king. And he knew that vegetables, like, you know, fruits are our cleansers.
Right.
We need fruits because they're cleansed the body. Vegetables are the builders.
Right.
And he knew that secret. And so after 10 days of eating vegetables and drinking water, he was stronger.
Yeah.
And, his everything about him was stronger.
Right.
And then when Ezekiel laid on his side and for 40 days lamenting the sins, and he was doing these wonderful, great whole grains and eating, you know, what we call now
right.
Ezekiel bread.
Right.
But these things brought life to them.
Yeah.
And so here's another interesting statistic. In America, we have $725 million a year spent on constipation.
Wow.
And all of these white foods I was just sharing, the white sugar, the white flour, all these white foods create constipation in the body.
Wow.
Whereas our yellow foods, think of cantaloupe, honeydew melons,
right.
all of our yellow foods lubricate the bowel and help to keep us regular.
Yeah, and that cleanses the system better, so it makes you feel better. Instead
yes.
of having death again housed within the body, bringing
yes.
illness, you have life,
yes.
you know, bringing health and wholeness.
Yes, and then you know how the scripture talks about life and death are in the power of the tongue
mm-hmm.
and the power of our words? Well, I also believe life and death is in the power of our fork.
Right.
You
which,
know?
Which it gets to the tongue.
Yes, yes, it does. Yeah, it gets to the tongue. And again, like I said before, I wasn't born this way, Patricia. I used to be a sugarholic.
Wow.
Growing up as a child, we didn't know anything in those days about sugar. And I just loved chocolate chip cookies and, you know, the
right.
sweeter the better. And again, I like these rolls, we serve these all the time because I don't believe in depriving ourselves of joy and good foods.
Wow.
But it's just the white sugar and
right.
the detrimental things.
Yeah, just use what's healthy and it'll make a difference.
Honey's great.
In this society that we live in, we have all these what they call supersized meals, you know, so a
yes.
lot of it is portions too. So the more portions of dead food you eat, the more portions of death you're going to have at work within your body. We're
yes.
going to take a break right now and we'll be right back. But you know, I want you to know, some of you watching today are going to make a quality decision to change your eating patterns. When you change your eating patterns, you're going to feel better. The depression will leave. Even many of your health conditions will leave. We have one of our authors at XP Publishing who authored a book on nutrition for children because she found that through good nutrition that her autistic child was completely healed. That's right. It's a remarkable testimony. It is documented, and it was simply through nutritional changes. I see a woman right now, you're sitting there and you're ecstatic. You're thinking, this is confirming exactly what the Lord's been speaking to me. And as of today, you're going to make a change.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Kelly Schulte talks about the ties between your diet and your emotional health in her book, Kingdom Kids Nutrition, including over 200 recipes. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com.
Spiritual cleanse, let the power of the blood of Jesus Christ wash over you. So can prayers that bring purification and healing with this worship CD by Steve Swanson and Patricia King. Visit xpministries.com to purchase today.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Terry, I am so excited about the body of Christ getting strong and healthy. We need our health to be able to fulfill our destinies.
Yes.
But when we were preparing for the program, you were showing me some amazing I mean, I think it's a sign and a wonder, actually, because it proclaims the wonders of God and the way He created us and created vegetables and fruit and that. Because many of the vegetables and fruits, for example, that are good for different parts of the body, He actually made in the shape of the body part that it is good for.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Oh, yes. Well, for example, carrots. So if we slice a carrot, we will actually, and we study it and put it up in the light, it looks just like the eye. It's a mirror of the eye and the iris and the pupil, exactly. So carrots are really good to nourish our eyes.
And we know that, that they
are. Yes, everybody
knows
that. That's
been studied out. That's awesome.
Then another one that's so beautiful is the walnut. If we analyze the walnut, it looks like the shape of our brain. And eating walnuts in the morning for breakfast, if you have oatmeal and put walnuts on your oatmeal, is just brain food.
Wow.
It just wakes up your brain. So it nourishes the brain.
This is fascinating.
It's
Look
so
at
fun.
It. It looks just like a brain.
It looks just like a brain. And then we go into celery. And celery is long. And if you see the photograph that I brought you, it looks just like our bones.
Right.
Celery is excellent for building good, strong bones. So that's celery. Kidneys. Kidney beans are in the shape of our kidney. And so when you have, you know, a kidney, you know, you just have a kidney problem of some sort, start eating kidney beans. And then I love ginger. If you just really look at ginger, you know how we think of ginger for jumpy stomachs,
right,
and that? It actually looks exactly like your stomach.
And it even says right on the ginger tea package, good for digestion.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes. And so I think God just has such a great sense of humor that He really just wants us to learn in these
He's
ways.
He's the all-wise God, and you can just see in creation what's good for you. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, Terry, right now I'd like you to share a little bit about, like, I know that there's a number of people watching today that are going to say, I want to turn over a new leaf in my life.
Yes.
I want to change my eating habits because I know it's going to change their whole outlook on life, their ability to live with good energy and that. So I know they're going to make this decision. But how do we get started? What can we do to turn a new leaf?
Okay. The first thing we have to do is get rid of the bad stuff. So we have to clean out our pantry. I like to tell people, take no prisoners.
Right.
You know, if you've got that big bag of 50 pounds of white sugar in your pantry, you're going to eat it. So become an expert label reader.
Right.
And the way to do that is just begin reading labels in the grocery store. And if they have all these things on the label we can't pronounce, we don't want it in our body.
Right.
So then we go in our pantry, we get rid of all the bad stuff, and take a friend. If you don't take a friend, you chicken out. Okay, so take a friend.
I just want to interject, just in case anyone's wondering, all those long words, those are chemicals, right?
They're all chemicals.
Right.
They're all chemicals. And in America, one of the reasons we have so much attention deficit disorder and autism are the chemicals that our children are ingesting. And so again, you know, I want to be a good parent. Okay, so once we clean out the pantry, then we take a friend and we go shopping. All of the natural grocers, such as Whole Foods, New Frontier, Trader Joe's, they offer a free tour of the store. And they teach you what all these great foods are.
Wow.
And it's just so much fun.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes.
That and sounds like a fun outing, just for an outing's sake.
It is a fun outing. And then, you know, what I like to encourage people to do, instead of just eating meat and potatoes every meal, branch out into different kinds of protein.
Right.
So when you're stocking your pantry, just start simple with, for example, for three different kind of beans. And I like to put them in glass containers.
Right.
Glass is much healthier than plastic. So for
we're
example,
not talking about canned beans. We're talking about...
These are the kind of
beans
that, thank you for saying that, because these would be the kind that we're going to soak overnight, and then we're going to cook them. For example, there's a little red bean called a Japanese adzuki bean, spelled A-D-Z-U-K-I, and it is chocked full of protein, amino acids, iron, which we as women need a lot of iron, and it's one of the best things, and I cook it, and then I smash it up with a lot of garlic and make burritos.
Right.
And everybody loves them. So you start with maybe just getting three beans in order to expand your horizons.
Black beans are very, very healthy for you too.
Yes, and they have a lot of minerals.
Right.
Excellent. And maybe garbanzo. This is a garbanzo bean dip that I made, and garbanzos are amazing. They're a muscle-building protein. They improve our blood sugar. They lower our risk for colon cancer. And they have they're an appetite suppressant.
Wow.
So garbanzo beans are great.
And
so
learning how to cook all these things is fun too. Learning some new ways to,
yes,
to feed your body, and
yes,
instead of taking just a fast food and throwing it in the microwave, and you know.
Yes, yes. So I would never microwave anything. But start simple. And so then what I really encourage people to do is get some glass containers, storage containers for your refrigerator.
Then not plastic?
Not plastic. Plastic leaches nasty things like petroleum. Plastic is made out of petroleum. But you get your glass containers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, Patricia, but I have a feeling you're about as lot busier than I am even, and I'm a pretty busy lady. So we don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So if we'll just maybe every 3 days cut up our favorite vegetables,
right,
and maybe a cantaloupe or a honeydew melon, and have them,
right,
in the fridge, then when we get hungry, we're not going to grab junk.
That's right.
We're actually going to go in our fridge, and we've already got it cut up.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah, and decide what your favorite dip is, you know,
right,
come up with some favorite dips and that sort of thing. And then, and another thing is just become a reader, become a learner, be willing to learn new things. That's, you know, my mother had, I told you, she had a French cooking school.
Right.
And growing up, we had a garden, and if you didn't work in the garden, you didn't eat.
Right.
You know, that was it. And just be willing, be open and willing. You know, and people say, well, Terry, maybe it's just really not God's will for everybody to be healthy. But we look in 3 John 1 and 2, beloved, I wish
always
above all
God's
things
will
that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
It is always God's will for us to,
yes,
be in good health.
Yes.
In heaven, there is no sickness, no disease, no weakness. Jesus said, pray in this way, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth,
yes,
as it is in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
So we have to commit to that.
Yes. And honestly, I do feel this has been one of the things that the enemy has done to the body of Christ, is to make us blind in this, mm-hmm, area. Why do I say we're blind? Because a lot of people that I minister to, they say, well, you know, Terry, I'll just pray and God will heal me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is true. He can do that and he will,
right,
do that. But what about responsibility?
Right.
After he heals me 3 or 4 times from the same thing, once I get that knowledge, then I'm responsible for that,
right,
knowledge. And it's not hard, honestly, because I'm a busy person. And I told you, I was a renegade growing,
yeah,
up. You know, I didn't want to be in the kitchen.
Right.
So I do things that are really simple, fun, easy, and simple. And I don't sit around, like, you know, baking bread all day. Everything we do is easy.
And I find, like, obesity can be resolved most often by just eating sensibly,
yes,
eating good portions, eating healthy food.
Yes, it's true. And one of the problems with the weight gain in America is we have become a nation addicted to carbohydrates,
mm-hmm,
like pastas and bread and carbohydrates.
Right.
If people would just, you know, quit eating so many carbohydrates,
right,
and they would go to more of your proteins,
right,
your whole grains, quinoa, buckwheat, millet,
right,
brown rice. Interesting thing is, with constipation, all,
mm-hmm,
these white foods are constipating. Brown rice, if we eat that whole grain rice, that has a lot of fiber in it and a lot of B vitamins that we as women need for stress.
Right.
So again, going back to things
for you,
as close as God made it. You know,
right,
if we can eat things closer to the way God created
it. You know what I want to talk about, because we're running out of time here, so I want to talk about this because I think this is huge.
Okay.
A lot of people in America like losing weight fast, and so one of the things they do is they'll use artificial sweeteners, thinking that there's less calories in them, which it is. But what does it do to your health?
This is very important. There is a group of chemicals called excitotoxins. And when we look at aspartame, Splenda, these artificial sweeteners, they contain this group of chemicals. And what happens is it excites the brain. It's very, this is why we have the autism,
right,
the attention deficit disorder. And also what's really detrimental is drinking soda pop in an aluminum can with NutraSweet.
Wow.
That combination of NutraSweet and aluminum,
yeah,
crosses over the blood-brain barrier and destroys brain cells.
Right.
And
they're
so
saying that that might be one of the things that contributes to Alzheimer's disease as well.
It is true. It is true. Again,
the
aluminum,
yeah,
the excitotoxins.
Right.
So what can we do? We go back and we look at God's garden.
Yeah.
We look at honey growing in the region that we live in.
Right.
We look at pure, pure maple syrup. Things like stevia.
And I even heard about honey. I'm sorry,
yeah,
but I'm excited about this.
Good.
On honey, I heard that if you buy honey that is produced in the area that you live in, it actually has qualities, enzymes, antibiotics, everything in it that you need to overcome any diseases or that are specific to that region.
You're absolutely right. And if you would also add to that honey, eating the bee pollen from mm-hmm. that region, eating the tablespoon of bee pollen,
right.
it's fantastic.
Wow. This is so exciting.
Oh.
Terry, I know that you are one of our channel hosts at xpmedia.com. And so our viewers can find more of who you are there or go directly to your site because you have a wealth of information. You're also open to do personal wholeness and wellness coaching.
Yes.
You also teach seminars and you have all kinds of resource materials that are amazing. And we haven't even touched on the oils, on the essential oils, because I know that that is huge for you and many people have come into healing through that. But I just want to share with you as our viewers that God has his hand on your life and it's a good hand. It's a healing hand and it's a health hand. Why? Because he loves you. Remember that he loves you with an everlasting love. We'll see you next time.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Kelly Schulte talks about the ties between your diet and your emotional health in her book, Kingdom Kids Nutrition, including over 200 recipes. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com.
Spiritual cleanse. Let the power of the blood of Jesus Christ wash over you. So can prayers that bring purification and healing with this worship CD by Steve Swanson and Patricia King. Visit xpministries.com to purchase today.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.